Last year, I did something really bad. I got into the dark web with a few of my friends, and I'm telling you, it's real. There's a certain site I'm not going to give the full name of. Let's just call it the Black Room. Me and my friends waited until their parents went to bed, and all three of us pulled up chairs to the computer. It was a live streaming site that read something in Serbian, which translates to live preview. There was a black screen, and people were typing into the chat box in another language. We just watched, and we waited for something to happen. A topless woman with long, dark brown hair appeared in a chair. She was wearing blue jeans. Her hands were tied with what looked to be thin blue ropes and duct tape, double wrap. Guess it was to make sure she didn't get out. Her feet were cuffed together, what looked like metal leg cuffs. She had a blank look on her face. The camera flashed off to dark again. Looked like someone was covering the camera with a towel. Then I heard the sick sound of a drill being turned on. The towel was removed. I heard her shouting in another language, probably begging for her life, screaming and crying, but she couldn't move. There was a shirtless man in a BDSM mask. If you don't know what that is, I suggest you look it up. Black leather-looking mask with eye holes and a zipper where you could zip up your mouth. She began screaming. I wanted to turn away. Curiosity got the better of me. He put that fat metal tip of the drill straight into her damn eye. Made the sickening squishing sound. She was moaning and screaming as the drill went directly through her eyeball. Dark red blood began oozing out, and it looked like the poor woman was going into shock. She was shaking so bad. The camera zoomed in. Her eye was still attached and had major blunt force trauma. Looked like a big black bloody hole. Her eye was half there, somewhat. It was really hard to look at. Then the camera lens went black again. Heard about two loud pops that sounded like a gun. It was silent. There was no more sound. There was no more video. The viewing was obviously over. God, I told my friends. I think we just witnessed a murder. They shot her. They really fucking shot her. My friends and I agreed we would never watch anything like that again. I went home, feeling disgusted with myself. I hoped, I prayed that it wasn't real, and sadly, it may have been. I promised myself no more. I would never watch anything like that again. That lasted till about the next weekend. Next Saturday night, after playing PS4 for a few hours, we began to get tired and smoked a few joints to wake us up. Then my best friend, call him Rob, suggested we go on the dark web again. Rob's this computer genius. He knows how to get into the deep web, the dark web. He's a VPN. We decided to click on the black room again. Rob told me that only 4% of the internet is visible to the public. 96% of it remaining is made up of the deep web. Made me feel a bit sick to my stomach. What a disgusting thought. It took a few hours, and the site wanted us to pay with Bitcoin. We did. I don't know how we easily got in the first time without paying. I guess we just got lucky, because they wanted us to pay next time. This time the screen was not black. It was a concrete-looking room and a bucket. A big, heavy-set man with a white pillowcase around his head, with holes cut out for his eyes and mouth. And see his face. Picked up the bucket and began laughing, showing us the bucket and then showing what was in the bucket. I nearly threw up. It was a bucket full of body parts, human body parts, floating in this clotted red goop. I assumed it was coagulated blood. I just remember seeing bloody teeth, a few fingers, what looked like a couple of eyeballs, of what was left of them. This couldn't be real, I thought, but the way the man was laughing, it was no joke. It had to be animal parts, I thought. Please let it be animal parts. The camera zoomed in, and on the bucket was a white piece of paper that read victim number 12. It was written in permanent marker. Was this the remains of the poor lady we saw last week? I wasn't prepared for what happened next. The screen went black, and in a chair sat another woman, this time with blonde hair. Her eyes were covered with a black scarf. She was bound by her feet and hands with that same-looking thin blue rope. I felt very sorry for her. Her waist was strapped in with some sort of belt holding her down into the chair. A white sheet was hung up behind her. I wanted to help her, but like there was nothing I could do. The fat man began dipping his hands into the gooey mess, trying to shove it into the woman's mouth. She tried to hold her mouth shut, but the man got angrier and slapped her in the face. It sounded like he was telling her to eat it. She began to chew, she began to cry, and then vomited the whole mess back up in her pretty white silk blouse. The chat box was going wild. The people were typing in different languages. And I heard it. The cranking of a chainsaw. There, standing beside the poor girl, appeared the same man from the first video. He was holding a chainsaw, shirtless, black mask and all. I got a sickening feeling in my stomach. This was not going to be good. I didn't want to see what chainsaws do to people. Chainsaw accidents are horrible. I wanted to stop viewing right then and there, but my friends were eager to watch. I didn't want to seem like a wuss. She was screaming her guts out, flailing, trying to get out of the chair. Good thing we all had our headphones on because this was really loud. I watched in horror. He began to try to cut off her arm. The chainsaw went through a little, then kicked back in a jerking upward motion, coming close to knocking her attacker out. He must have hit her arm bone, I thought. This really angered him. I could hear him screaming in another language. I assumed he might have gotten nicked by the chainsaw, so suddenly he shoved the blade directly into her stomach. He pushed in and began to cut vertically upwards. Her faint screams muffled by the chainsaw. Droplets of blood began spraying into the air onto the sheets, little pieces of meat tissue flying all over the room. She began convulsing, her eyes rolled up into the back of her head, and she was gone. The man slowly pulled the chainsaw out, and as he did, I could see what looked like her intestines hanging out, and the screen went black. I ran to the bathroom upstairs, and I threw up. I threw up for 15 minutes. I almost passed out. My friends laughed at me. And then I knew behind that laugh disturbed them too. All I know is that there are some really sick people out there in different parts of the world that will do anything on the web for money. These people have no heart, no soul. They're inhumane and sick in the head. So stay off the dark web. So it's just something that you can never forget. It'll disturb you and your mind forever. You won't be able to undo what you've seen. Remember that.